The latest from podnews.net.
Australians love their smart speakers. We have more than the Americans. Fair dinkum.
Yes, Australians love their smart speakers. 29.3% of all Australians have access to one, which is the highest percentage in the world, beating even the US. Google Home has dominant market share of over 68%, and 55% of Australians say they use their smart speakers for podcasts. That's new data from VoiceBot.ai, who released its Australia Smart Speaker Consumer Adoption Report 2019. Patreon is launching new payment plans for new creators in May, including a simpler way of joining the service. HotPod is out covering Burnout and the Gimlet Union. Congratulations to Nick Quarr for 200 editions of his, in his words, comically lengthy newsletter. We listened to this the other day.
iHeart Podcast, AM 1470.
It's iHeart Radio's new AM station in Allentown in the US, and we quite liked it, so we reviewed it. You'll find a link to that in our show notes and in our newsletter. The Audiocraft Podcast Festival in Sydney in New South Wales in Australia at the end of May has just announced its initial lineup, including speakers from 99% Invisible, Voxnest, and Spotify. SoundCloud has partnered with Southern Cross Austereo for ad representation in Australia. Jacobs Media is once more bringing the radio industry to podcast movement with their now well-known Broadcasters Meet Podcasters portion of the conference. One of those broadcasters that goes is Cumulus, who owns the Westwood One podcast network. Last year, it earned $12.5 million in profitable podcasting revenue, according to CEO Mary Berner. In new data, Nielsen says that 19% of US adults listen to podcasts every week. Edison Research's recent Infinite Dial says 22% of US adults listen weekly. The two independently researched figures look close enough to us, and both look excellent news. The folks at Radio Inc., who also own a podcast newsletter, headline this as only 19%. A Million Ads, a clever dynamic ad spot company, has opened a New York office and announced new hires. Anchor has produced with training company Skillshare a free introductory course on podcasting. If you want an equivalent to Pod News but for China, you want Just Pod. It's put together by Yang Yi. And if you want a decent press kit for your podcast, we would recommend the one from this podcast.
Han and Matt Know It All.
It's got everything a writer needs to write about their podcast and well worth copying. You'll find a link to that in our show notes and in our newsletter. And at the end of this month, we'll be in the Swiss city of Lausanne for Radio Days Europe, and then next month, Las Vegas, Nevada for the NAB show. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.